Yes, ma'am.
And because my children come here from Pascagoula and got it because they had to have it in their work there.
Mm.
And we went out there and looked at it, and he was a lawyer or something. Senator, he was a senator.
Yes, ma'am.
And his workhouse was out way from his house, where his shop was at, where he worked. And we went in his shop and looked at all his books and things.
Mm.
Of course, that lady went with us, you know. And down below the house now, they had a guest house.
Mm.
When they had company, like somebody come spend a week with them or something like that, they had a guest house down there for them.
Yes, ma'am.
And that was as pretty a thing inside as you ever seen in your life.
Mm.
Just nothing but beds, of course.
Yes, ma'am.
And they'd go up to the house to eat, you know.
Mm.
And now that, if people were able to have that, they can afford to have company, can't they?
I guess they could.
Can don't we have somebody go down and clean up after me, you know?
Yes, ma'am. Why are you acting adult like kitchen away from the house? Why
that? Well, they used to do that in Slater's time. Mm-hmm. And the cook's house is just off this little piece away from here.
You reckon it was because of maybe danger of fire or something like that?
It could have been. Mm-hmm. I went in the room, his bedroom. We went all over the whole house and looked at the whole house. And in the George house, Senator George's house, went and looked at everything there. Mm-hmm. There's once in a while they let anybody look at it.
Yes, ma'am.
And these girls wanted to see it because they had to study it in school. I had to write a lot about it, and this woman was just glad to show it to me. And so we all seen it. And she told us everything she could think of about it while we was there.
Yes, ma'am.
And we enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't mind going back there again because you say we'd walk.
Yes, ma'am. Did people ever have a room built right off the kitchen where they might keep extra dishes or canned goods?
I just don't know. I don't remember anybody ever seeing one like that.
Mm-hmm.
That would be nice, wouldn't it?
Something like a pantry?
Uh-huh. A lot of people build pantries, you know.
What are they like?
Well, it's just Estelle Ford's got a pantry built right off from her kitchen, and she keeps her fruit. Jars, you know, where she cans all of her fruit and things. She builds shelves and things from the floor up.
Yes, ma'am.
And it's as nice a room as she's got on the place.
Hmm.
And it's a nice room. I went over there one day and Audrey said, come on, said, I'm going to show you what I built Estelle. So she said it's the nicest room she's got. And I went in there and it was that pantry that he had built for her to put all her stuff in. From that floor to the top was fruit in jars. That's where she had all of her stuff in jars.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the nicest thing I ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, well, I've been living all these years and didn't have nowhere to put my stuff. And says one day he decided to build me a pantry. And he just joined it onto his house, just made another small, another small room, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
And it was just a dandy. And now she got two freezers. Now she puts up two freezers full of stuff beside that.
Yes, ma'am.
But she, a jar, you ain't never seen anything in your life.
She just puts up a lot of stuff,
man. Oh, she puts up some deal at that house.
Did you ever do much of that, canning?
Oh, Lord,
preserves,
yeah.
And all?
Yeah, we did when I was able. I put up everything I made.
Like what, Chris?
Everything you named it, and I put it up. You couldn't name it, I didn't put it up.